Resh Pei Vav, Gemara Sif Yud Gimel. I mentioned to you at the outset that the Rambam lists 10 conditions for a mezuzah, to be mechayev a mezuzah. 10 conditions regarding the bayis. Three conditions are Sif Yud Gimel Yudalad and Tezvav, that it be Dalad al Dalad, that it have a roof, and that it have a door. I'm going to see if we paskin like all of them or not, and it's the same chakira we're going to deal with in all three sifim. Let's start with Sif Yud Gimel. Bayis she'ein bo dalet amis al dalet amis pater. A bayis that doesn't have four square amis of space is pater. We understand bayis to mean cheder. Any room that doesn't have dalet al dalet is pater. Vim yesh bo kedei l'rabeya dalet amis al dalet amis b'shavet. And if you can find a square of dalet al dalet, afisha arka yasal rachba, even if it's not square, ashehi ogol, or bal hez avyis, even if it's an irregularly shaped room, if within it you find dalet al dalet, chayiv, it seems to be pashut. See here?
That means dalet al dalet, or means
60 square arms? So it's not clear from the language of the Mechaber, kedei l'rabeya, does he mean 16 square amis? Well, does he mean that if you have the language of the Gemara, Masechta Sukkah, Kedela Rabeya, it doesn't mean square amis. It means that you can find an eagle, Sheesh Bek Kedela Rabeya, Dalet al Dalet, literally means you can find Dalet al Dalet in it. It's irregularly shaped. What? It should be Pashit. Yeah, so the simple reading seems to be there's a havamina, you need a square room. Kamash Falan, even if it's a rectangular room, it's the same thing. It's not mistava, right? It's not logical. Okay, so let's learn Shachov Gimel, who presents us with a machlek. Why is less than dal dal a pot?
That's every day.
Okay, so I guess even before we get to the Shach, the question that's asked is the fundamental question, is why is Shir Dalet al Dalet? There are two ways to learn, and there are going to be numerous nafkaminas. You could learn that Dalet al Dalet is a Shir, like all Shirim in the Torah. If you bench, you have to have Minat Torah, Kedei Sviya, Midrabban, and you have to have a Kazayas in order to bench. To make Artis Yidayim, you need a Kebeya. These are halachas, these are Shirim, like all the Shirim of Chazal. And there's nothing more than that. The Gemara says Shiurim Halacha Mishum Sinai. So you can learn that it's a din shir that has to be dalet al dalet, or you could learn that dalet al dalet is just a simin for a normally used room. Dalet al dalet, it's a Chazal estimated what type of room has a normal dira. If it's a dira sarai, it's pater mezuzah. We said a sukkah is pater. Somebody has to be a dira skavad. It has to be a real dira. What's a real dira? So we can learn that Chazal measured dalet al dalet as a measure of a real dira. In other words, the point is either it's a siba or a simen. Learn dalet al dalet is a mechayiv, like the Rambam's lashon. There are 10 conditions. One of them is dalet al dalet. Or you can learn no, dalet al dalet is just a simen ledavar. It's just a simen that this is a normally used room.
We have dalet
al dalet. There are two ways to understand.
In front of the house.
Why does that have to do with anything?
Is that
the
space?
We've got
dalet al dalet.
Okay. Yeah. Same shot. Now, this shaila, if dalet al dalet is a halachah l'mishum sinai dikashir, or if it's just a simen for the use of a room, is the subject of Pischei Tshuva Yod Aleph. Pischei Tshuva Yod Aleph doesn't bring the Chakira, but he brings a Shaila, which is totally in this. You see Pischei Tshuva Yod Aleph, Dalet Amis, the Sefer Chamudei Daniel Ksavyad, Nira, the Chamudei Daniel holds, Dafka, Beis Dira, Tzartav Shei Dalet Al-Dalet. Dafka, bedroom or a kitchen in which you live needs Dalet Al-Dalet. Avu Beishar Umar Peses, Vigina. But let's say you have a Beishar, you have a foyer, before your room, I feel less for dalet al dalet chayavim. Even less than dalet al dalet is chayiv. Boy nira, the mishir shebay is gadol. He's got a plenty of house, it's very big. Yesha chadarim ketanim la niyach sham chafeitzim, and he has a walk-in closet. The chayavim be mezuzah, even if it's less than dalet al dalet, it's chayiv be mezuzah. What is the Chabudei Daniel saying? He's saying dalet al dalet is a shear for living space. If you have a dining room, or you have a bedroom, it's got to be dalet al dalet, or else it's a diras aray. It's not a choshev adira. Today in Manhattan, they have rooms that are far less than dalet al dalet. They squeeze everything in. You pay a lot of rent for it. So, if you hold it's a shear, the Chabudei Daniel makes no sense. What's the difference? What you use it for? The Chabudei Daniel is saying that dalet al dalet is just a simon for normal use. If you have a hallway or a vestibule which is less than dalet al dalet, that's normal. It's a normal way to go in. Or a closet, which is a bigger chiddush, even a walk-in closet. So the Chabudei Daniel holds that if it's a walk-in closet, it doesn't need dalet al dalet. It's chayiv anyway, even pachas medalet al dalet. That's the sheet of the Chabudei Daniel. So he doesn't say any size. He says it has to be a normal walk-in closet. Quite the Chabudei Daniel, any walk-in closet.
Why even a walk-in closet? Why even a walk-in closet? Why not a closet?
If you don't walk in, it's not a room. If you have something you stick your hand in to pull off your coat, that's not a room. It's a room for your coats. It's not a room that people go into. If people don't go into it, then there's no question. If it's something you walk into, that's a cheder. So, Beishar. So this Chamudei Daniel is not learning. The discussion of Beishar is a separate discussion. You're right. I mentioned the first week when we had Beishar Sharecha at the beginning of the Simen that you could learn the chiyuv of a shar is because of the shar. Because that vestibule is chayiv, or you clear it's chayiv because of what it leads to. Because it leads to something, the mechayiv is what it leads to. The Dogav Ravava on the side, Tzechen Suha Rambam, who seems to say the Beishar's chayiv is not als Beishar, it's als what it leads to. If it leads to Dalet al Dalet, the Beishar is Mishamish and Dalet al Dalet. This Chabudei Daniel is not going with that mahalach. This Chabudei Daniel holds the Beishar's chayiv als itself. And this Chabudei Daniel has a chiddush. Now this chiddush seems to me is a chiddush gadol. I don't think any of the regular likud svarim, the kadmonim, the chayyadim, and the kitzur shulchan aruch, they all bring dalet al dalet as chayiv, less than dalet as potter. They don't say exceptions. The mechaber and the shachantaz don't say exceptions. So it seems to me the Chabudei Daniel is a chiddush. I don't think the minig is this way. And that's why the Derech of the Paiskim today, if you ask somebody about a walk-in closet, he'll tell you it's got to be dalet al dalet. But the Chabudei Daniel doesn't hold that way. The Chabudei Daniel holds that the other thing that it's chayiv.
You
can do whatever you want. But it's not halacha. It's not halacha. Every das yachid is not a halacha.
No.
If the mechaber, another mefarshi shulchan aruch, and the chayadim and the kitzur, nobody brings such a thing. Uh-huh. It's one Chabudei Daniel ksaviyad. So if you want to be chayiv,
there's
zero to do with this. The washroom is not a dirishal kavod. Nothing to do with this. It's part of a different reason. What's that to do with this? We're talking about the size. We'll talk about the bathrooms later. But now I'm talking about the size. The size is a...
Chamudei Daniel is with a bracha or without a bracha? He says you're with a bracha.
He himself probably holds with a bracha.
So for the suffix, we should do without a bracha maybe then.
Do whatever you like.
I'm not positive.
You want to chashay over the deal? It's good, you can do it. I don't think the price can hold that way. No, that everyone agrees. Everyone agrees a closet you don't walk into is potter. That's not an issue. The question is the closet you do walk into. Chabudei Daniel is mechadish that since it's not only a normal closet, it's a shayna closet. You can walk into it. So Chabudei holds yichayiv, but it's not like the pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch. If you can't get in, it's potter always. A room that you don't walk into is always potter. Okay. Now, let's learn the Shach of Gimel, who talks about area. Is Dalet al Dalet a Shir? Is it an area? So the Shach holds it's a Machlekes Rishayim. Das Harosh Sheinachay b'Mizuzah Kedem Beruva Dalet Abbas. Dalet al Dalet Abbas. The Rosh Hashita is that you need Dalet al Dalet Mamish. Area is not enough. Well, if you should cause a basis of Actina Kar Rambam, the Lai Palagalay, Allah Harosh, Lahavi Kadal Divrei Rambam. Now, it seems the Shach understood that the Rambam holds that an area of Dalet al Dalet is Chayiv. Now, what the Mechaber means is that you need an area of Dalet al Dalet. I call that 49 square feet. Dalet Amis is roughly 7 feet by 7 feet. So, 49 square feet. So the Shach holds it's a machlekes the Rambam and the Rosh. In other words, he's saying that the Mechaber only brought the Rambam. He holds the Rosh as a Das Yachid. Aval, but the Shach says Be'emes, he's not a Das Yachid. Gam Das Yirbein Ruchem, it's like Sefer Adam, Ki HaRosh, Lekas HaShekein, Tafsu Iker, Akei Nirid, Yeshik Faya B'lei Bracha, Shivar Tchila, Gam Al Acheres, Yedai Tegam Al Zeh. Says if it has an area of Dalet al Dalet put on without a Bracha, because the Ashitas that hold that you need a square Dalet al Dalet. So the way the Shach learned, this is a machlokes the Rambam and the Rosh, if area is the Mechayiv, or if you need Dalet al Dalet. L'chayra, what's this Tolian? Vaita, the same thing. If Dalet al Dalet is a halacha, then you need Dalet al Dalet. Like a sukkah Zayin al Zayin. Doesn't say area. Zayin Tfachim is Zayin Tfachim, that's a shear. So you need seven tfachim by seven tfachim. You don't go by area, you go by Zayin al Zayin. If Dalet al Dalet is a usable area, so then you could argue if Dalet al Dalet is usable, who adin, if it's a 6x3. So it's also usable. Now if it's half an amma by 100 ammas, it's probably not usable. But if it's usable and 6x3, it should also be chayv. So the Shach learns that that's a machlokes the Rambam and the Rosh. There is a tumult over whether Pshat and the Rambam and the Mechaber is the way he learns. The Mechaber's language is not clear if he means area or he just means to square the area. But Lamaisa, this is what we do. If it's less than Dalet al Dalet, we put up a mezuzah without a bracha. And if it has the area of Dalet al Dalet, we put up a mezuzah without a bracha, or we make a bracha on a different door and then we yaitzu with that. So this is the normal psak of this. Kedel be dalal adamis dalal amis b'shava. Could be.
Third dimension to dalal
adamis. Height. It's interesting. The height only needs 10 tefachim. Always. It's universal that 10 tefachim high, even though 10 tefachim is not really a usable room. So I don't know. I don't know if we're going to have any exception. But you can't really walk in. It's hard to walk into. I don't know. In the Dira in Eretz Yisrael, so my son was there. He sent us a picture. They needed a place to sleep, you know, to eat. They had places to eat. So they took one of their small porches, and the gate was 10 tefachim high, and they put skach across the gate. You couldn't stand in it, but they stuck in a pillow, and you were able to sleep in it, but you couldn't stand up in it. But that's kosher sukkah.
Anything less than 10 tefachim is considered a dira srucha, so that's why it's a zone.
Okay. It would seem to me, I can't guarantee it, but it would seem to be Italian. And the Chumud HaDaniel. Yeah, the Chumud HaDaniel is a double chiddush, that it's totally in Yanach HaKira. And even after Yanach HaKira has to have a use of Dalet to say that if it has a small use, it's enough to be Mechayiv, it's still a chiddush. Chumud HaDaniel is like a double chiddush. Now, does what? Yes, 100%. Now here, there's a tumult over this Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger, Dalet al Dalet Pater, is understood by most to mean, and we'll see his Lashon is a little magumgum, that if you have a walk-in closet, a lavdafka closet, a room that's less than dalet al dalet, you're not mechuyev walking in, but you're mechuyev on the way out. In other words, let's say somebody has a small room. So let's say this closet here, it's more than dalet al dalet. Let's say it was less. So this door going in is potter. When you come out, you're coming into a room that's bigger than dalet al dalet. So it's mechuyev on the way out to have a mezuzah. That's Rabbi Akiva Eger's
Chiddush.
So you're stuck inside till someone puts one up. Okay. So the difference is which side. In normally, you're mechayev going in, you're mechayev going out. So Rabbi Akiva Eger is understood to say it. Now let's see his lashon and see how clear it is. Dalet al dalet potter, hainu. The mitzadat smusai potter b'mezuzah. Else the room that's less than dalet, it's potter. Go from a big room into a small room. You're not mechoyev when you go into the cheder cotton, but you're mechoyev when you go out. I don't know what the word lecheder cotton means. The idea that cheder cotton ka'avir, pretend the small room is like an open air. The makal karchayev kilu yaitse pesazul l'shuk. It should be kilu nichtas pesazul l'shuk. The language. So it's the language is extremely difficult. Why, when you go from the big room to the small room, should that be a machayev? Very hard to understand. It's difficult to understand. Why should you be chayev going into the small room? Ki'ilu, there was airspace there. If it was airspace, I wouldn't be chayev. Rikimeg is saying, pretend the cheder kodesh is open to the sky. And therefore, you'd be chayev in that direction. That's not true. There's some kilkul in the lashon of Rabbi Akiva Eger. Some kilkul in his lashon. However, those who quote him, including Rav Chaim Kanievsky, quote him the way I've said it. It could be there are versions that have some years are fixed up at all in yours. It's just the way I read it. No, so the language is definitely some sort of a kilkul. What? What? The way I was saying that you're not mechuyev going into the small room, but you're mechuyev coming out. So the cheder gadol has to be the cheder gadol. I have to start changing your size. I don't know if he keeps the nusach. He just says Rikivei get hold. It says to be nichtas mishuk would be better. Yes, I'm not sure how to fix his lashon. However, this morning I found him. Chaim Kanievsky seconds it so. A binyan tzion. This Rabbi Kiveger is usually understood to be a das yachid vaita. A das yachid. You ever seen anybody with a walk-in closet that has a mezuzah on the way out? Huh? Never saw anybody. Yeah. I only know one person who has it that way. And even when I have it that way, it's because originally, before we redid the house, it was a door coming from the outside. So the mezuzah was there already. So I left it there to be Rabbi Kiveg. I want to read to you a binyan tzion. I have Rabbi Kiveg's side. On the side going from the closet into the living room.
On the right side going, leaving the room.
Leaving the closet, yeah, whatever. It was there already, so I wasn't going to take it off. So. Now, what I discovered, to my surprise, is that Rabbi Kiveger is not a Das Yachid. And of all people, the Binyan Tzion, you know, Rabbi Yaakov Edlinger was the straightest, you know, he wasn't Mechadish Vilde Chidushim anywhere. There's a tshuva in the Binyan Tzion that has a chiddush on top of a chiddush. The Binyan Tzion is a chelak aleph simin tzadik tes, and he says the same thing. He doesn't bring a b'shem Rabbi Akiva Eger. He says on his own. He brings a number of rayas that even though if you have a walk-in closet, you're chayiv on the way out. One of his rayas is from Sif Yud. In Sif Yud, it said a Beis Hamedrash is potter b'mezuzah. And then it said, Yesh bei Pesach, Shorogol Lotzis bei Lebeisai, Chai Mezuzah bei Se Pesach. The Beis Medrash itself is potter. So it's coming into the Beis Medrash is potter. So you have a door that you go, Lebeisai, Chai Mezuzah. He understands that to mean, even though it's used to come into the Beis Medrash also, and normally be Chai on the way in, but now that you're using it on the way out, that's enough to be mechayiv it. In one direction it's potter, in one direction it's chayiv. You go by the chayiv different direction, even if otherwise derech kenisa would be the other way. That's how he understands sif yod. And okay. See, so he brings a raya from there. He says the same thing about a sukkah. He says the same thing about a sukkah from your house. Many people have a sukkah right near the door of the house. So we're going to have to explain this in a minute. But he says is even if going into the sukkah you're potter, if the sukkah leads to the house, then it needs a mezuzah on the way to the house. Now I'm going to explain that. I'm going to explain that soon, because usually the door has a mezuzah anyway, because it's open to the street. So I'll explain what his chiddush is about sukkah. Let me go in order. He says this chiddush of Rabbi Kiva Eger. He says the following. First, he says tzarich lasis a mezuzah b'yamin knisa mecheder katan legadol. You have to make it from the small room going out to the big room. Av shehek tziru b'cheder katan, even though the doorway would indicate the other direction. Now listen to the following chiddush. He says, what happens, somebody has a room in his house that he turns into a sukkah for sukkahs. So let's just say you have a house, you walk in the front door, and then you have a bunch of rooms, and when you get to the back of your house, the last room is a dinette, let's say a big dining area, and sukkahs, you open it up. Now, normally, which side is the mezuzah? You walk into the foyer, into the living room, into the kitchen, into the dinette. So kitchen to the dinette, the mezuzah on the right side going to the dinette. What happens on sukkahs? You turn that dinette into a sukkah. The sukkah is part of the mezuzah. So now, you don't need a mezuzah going from your kitchen to the sukkah. However, from the sukkah back to the kitchen, you need a mezuzah. So he says, listen to this, for those 8 days, you should switch the mezuzah from the right side to the left side. You know, unbelievable. If the Kesais would say it, I'd understand. The B'yin Tzion, this is what he says. He says, Nirali, B'nidna Prima Gadim, B'cheda Pesuach L'Sukkah, Av Shekol Yomai Sashana, Shasukkah Chayeves B'mezuzah, Tzarkul Vayim Mezuzah B'yamin Pesach, Shemin Cheda L'Sukkah. All year round, you have it on the right side going into that room, which is now a sukkah. Kibbutz Shadera Knisahu. Koshkin Hekatsur Gam came with sukkah. Bekomokin. Biyamei Hasukis. Shasukkah Petura. Becheder Levad Chayim. Chiba Pesam Mezuzah Bishvil Acheder. Tzarech Lahapaych Mokim Amezuzah Lakaiva Yismail Anichthas Minacheder Lesukkah Shuyamin Shal Nichthas Lesukkah Lacheder. It's very, very clear. The sukkah is aray, it's potter. When you go from the sukkah back to your house is kvah. So now, if you come from the outside, in you'd be chayim. So he says you have to switch it from the right side to the left side. What? 8 days of sukkah. So you got to do it a minute before sukkah starts. One second, if I'm going to see in a minute. One second.
And when you take it down, when you take it down,
you take it down, switch it with a broad. No,
probably.
And then again with the other
thing.
To go out to what?
That's
outside. From the sukkah dinette into the backyard. So it should be potter now. You're out.
Let's look at me. So call my then Erev Shmi Yatzer and Hoshana Rabba. Get the switch around.
Well, we sit in the sukkah shmini atzeres, the frum guys. What should I do? Wait. This is not the biggest chiddush of the tshuva. Let me finish. All right, so far, hold on a minute. So far, I told you two chiddushim. He says, bepshitus, like Rabbi Kiva Eger, a walking closet you need on the way out. That's Aleph. Then he says, Avil the Chiddush, that when it's sukkahs, you got to switch your mezuzah to the other side. He's not done yet. Wait. Listen to this. Then he says, what happens if you have a walk-in closet, or the sukkah, but let's say a walk-in closet, that's not dalet al dalet square, but has the area of dalet al dalet. Okay, you have a walking car, it's 49 square feet, but it's long. So let's clear. On the way in, is it Chayav B'Mezuzah? But like is the Rambam in the Rosh. Right, the Shach of Gibel said that the Rosh holds it's potter going in, you need to square, and the Rambam holds it's Chayav going in. Zot the Binyan Siyan. Turns out, if you have such a walk-in closet, many people have such closets, right? A narrow closet with a hanging room, I'm in it. So he says, Halach Lamaisa, says you have to put two mezuzahs. You have to put on the way in, according to the Rambam, the closet itself is chai, if you need on the way in. But like the Rosh, it's potter on the way in. It's only chayav on the way out. So he says, Halach Lamaisa, and he doesn't hesitate at all. He says, he brings the machlokes in Kavanas Rambam. By the way, what I mentioned earlier, that there's a chalchulki deis shot in the Mechaber here. It's a thousand tough reish lamed dalet, for whatever reason it's there. But then he says, Miachriya negera rosh v'apayiskim Kavanas Rambam. Who could say achra in the Rambam, in the Rosh? B'chein, also, who could be mechriya bein dasa Rambam le dasa Rosh? B'chiyah mezuzah deraisa, shav deraisa? Who could be mechriya between the Rambam and the Rosh? L'chein, when is daiti? Lotzeis beis hashitis, tzolch l'kvoya, v'pesach zeh, sh'becheh degod l'cheh degod. Beis mezuzahs, echav yimin ha'knisa, min ha'cheh degod l'cheh degod. That's what he says. Then he says, "Ve'ei lochish misum bal taisif." He says, "This is not bal taisif because shoyseh beis mezuzas v'pesach echad, two mezuzas on one doorway." The b'manashach rach achas mehen k'sheira, only one is kasher l'cholach miyashitis. It came like a b'mei bal taisif. K'boy b'maniyah beizogay tefillin shor Rashi Rabbeinu Tam k'echad. So he says, Rashi Rabbeinu Tam tefillin is not bal taisif. Because one of them is not tefillin, and one of them is tefillin. Kim derak echamayam kosher. So it's only one of them is kosher, and it's like you're putting a tefillin in a box. Same thing. If you put mezuzah on both sides, it's like you're putting one mezuzah on the side that's chayiv, and one mezuzah on the Irish kite you're putting where it's not chayiv. I'm reading this to you. It's a clear psak of being seen. Yes, he has to do this. He's the place for you. According to the Rambam, no, because if it's not a cheder katan, like the Rambam, it's not a cheder katan. It has a square area of it's not a cheder katan. Again, we're talking now that the closet has 49 square feet. So now, on the way in, like the Rambam, they're both cheder gadols. So they're both chay. So you have to do it on the right in. Like the Rosh, it's a cheder katan. You have to do it on the way out. So he says, do both. I want you to know, in this whole tshuva, he doesn't express doubt until the last line. He writes, "Basher shadover chadashu shalayu isi b'paiskin lasis beis mezuzas mesafik halasi p'sakzeh sefer ala sefer lashmaya divrei chachamim." I want to hear what others hold of this. See, he puts out a call for responses. So he gets a response in Germany from Hungary. He gets from Hungary, from the Maram Shik, sends him a response. So what does he start up with? Again, he says three chidushim. He says Rabbi Kivega's chiddush. He said the chiddush on a sukkah you have to switch sides. He says a cheder katan, that's a machlokes Rambam and the Rosh, you need two mezuzahs. It seems the Maram Shik didn't have any problem with the first two chidushim. That's what it seems. His only aura is that it should be bal taisif. He says it's not like two pairs. It's not like two pairs of tefillin. Why? He says because two pairs of tefillin, one pair is potter. Two mezuzahs, and somebody started to say that each mezuzah is a real mezuzah. So since you each is a real mezuzah, it should be about taisif. That's what he says. So that's what he answers. He answers, "I don't understand what you want from me. The mezuzah is a real mezuzah, but I have a mezuzah in my pocket. It's not about taisif. If I put a mezuzah on the left side, it's not bal taisif. That's his taina." So he answers him and he rejects his... Derek, we're going to learn later, Derek Knisa. Whatever from the street is a Derek Knisa. If they're equal Derek and Knisa, you go be Heketzir. So they are Gedarim.
A walking closet that's less than
a
dollar on this street.
Right side going out.
What?
Make one bracha, put up both. You're safe. Yeah, sure. We're going to put one this side, one this side, one on the ceiling. We're going to put the other one. Oh, the other door. Yeah, that door's fine. We don't have a problem with that door. This is a very difficult difficulty. I want to tell you, Chaim Knievsky brings that the Chazon Ish also passed like this, Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Not necessarily like the Bein Tzion, but like the Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that's Chayiv on the way out. So we have now Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the Bein Tzion, the Chazon Ish. Now forget about switching the mezuzah on two sides of a sukkah. I don't think anybody's going to paskin that way. Putting up two mezuzahs, I doubt paskin that way. By the way, out of the closet, that you have now at least three paiskim in a Shavuot Daraisa. No. Two big rooms is no shaila, because the halacha is derech biyascha. Yeah, but this gezeres hakasev derech biyascha. We dash in beisecha derech biyascha in the way you enter. So you picture yourself entering from the street. So let's say this door. This door, you enter from the street, you go on the right side coming in, you chayev on the right side coming in.
So from the closet, is any question? Which way is it there?
Into the closet. He's saying something very logical. He's saying, not like Rabbi Akiva Eiger. He's saying, going from the closet to the house is not derech biyascha. Derech biyascha is towards the closet. And this is the way you get out of the closet, not the way you get into the room. Okay, what can I tell you? I that's why this is a chiddush, and you're right.
If you cut a hole in the wall temporarily for construction for 3 weeks or 2 weeks, and you got to fix up the wall, you have to make mezuzah on that.
No, that's called a Gemara talks about. No, that's a pischa shimoi. Gemara in Erevin calls it pischa shimoi, are unfinished doors that are just cut out. Nobody finishes it. You finish it. Nobody finishes it for 2 weeks. What? We're going to have that later, a trapdoor. That's if you turn the page, we're going to have it the first. Okay, anyway, this is a Hilchis Mezuzah, I think, has more machloikes in bottom line lamaisa than most halachis, because here is no question the Minig Olam is not to have two mezuzahs, not to switch it in the sukkah. And even now, I don't think the Minig Olam is like Rabbi Akiva Eiger. I imagine Bnei Brak and the Chazon Ish passing like Rabbi Akiva Eiger. I imagine that night. They don't have walk-in closets. They have rooms less than dollar on a dollar. What? I'll tell you the truth. I tried to find the Chazon Ish. It says in the Chaykiyaski, it says, Kus Samaches, Kus Samachtes. So I had time to look through Kus Samaches. I didn't see it. He doesn't give the ice cotton, so it was hard for me to find. So I'm not sure. But anyway, so this is this. Now, of course, if you throw into this a room that's dalid al dalid, but not according to Chazon Ish Shir, right? Chazon Ish has a bigger shir. Says al dalid according to Rashi, that Chazon Ish Shir, Chazon Ish Shitasai. So that room is going to be chayv on the way out with Chazon Ish Shir. It's chayv on the way in with Rashi Shir. So you're going to guys get a little complicated here in these things. Okay. Anyway, this is Sifyut Aleph. Let's move on to Sifyut Beis, an equally exciting, not equally, but also an interesting Sif.
That was your Gimel.
We tell you Gimel. Let's go to Yedalin. Yedalin. Yedalin, by Yishein Leitikra. I told you we're going to deal with a bunch of conditions. First condition was dalet al dalet. Second is it has to have a ceiling in the room. A room that has no tikra, you have an outdoor picnic area. Even if it's a picnic area, you're going to eat there. Bai she'en lo tikra pater. If it has no roof, it's pater. Even though you have a doorway to it. Hayim miktsasei mikura. U'miktsasei einei mikura. Now here you have to picture this. You have an area. It's not part of your house. It's out in the bungalow colony. They have a an area, that enclosed area, walls all around, and a door. And when you walk in, part of it has a roof, and part of it is open to the sky. It's half and half. So unless you have such an area, so let me just finish the case. If the ceiling area is closer to the door, is next to the door, if the part that has a ceiling is dalad al dalid, then it's chayiv in a mezuzah. But if when you walk in the door, the first area is open to the sky, and the second half of the room has a ceiling, so then your potter, it goes by the entrance area by the door. Now in logic it makes no sense. What's the difference? This doorway goes to this whole big area. This is a doorway that leads to a place that's makura. Who cares if you have open area first? Right? You have your room, half of it has a ceiling and half doesn't have a ceiling. Now what's the difference if the half with the ceiling is closer to the door, or the half without the ceiling is closer to the door? What's the difference? That doorway is used to get to a place that has a ceiling. The doorway is used to get there. So on this, Reb Chaim Knievsky writes, Vaistois, that the din makura is not a din in the room, it's a din in the Pesach. It's a din in the Pesach is a Pesach. If when you enter the Pesach, there's something over your head. In other words, it's a din in the opening, that when you go into the opening, you have to have a roof over you. Now, Ramayshi is getting all excited. He's talking about porches. We'll learn about porches, but porches connect your house to the porch. We're going to talk about it. Here we're talking, there's no house. It's out in the middle of the yard, and you have a gazebo, you have an enclosed area. And so only being down on that itself, not on the fact that it's connected to the house. So here, if the door opens to an area that has no ceiling, then it's part of the mezuzah, even if later it does.
You come in and it's vertical. And the right side is open and the left side is a ceiling.
What happens if you walk in to your one side, it has a ceiling, one side it doesn't have a ceiling? So I don't know, we have to clear. I'm not sure. What happens if it's a double door, and one door is, and one door is not, where the left door is, and the right door is not, then you're in big trouble. The right door is part of the left. So I'm not sure, all these variables.
If it's empty when you're by the doorway, and the ceiling is up there, then
how do you get through? You're blocked. How do you get in there? If the pitikra is blocking you.
So
since the door is mishamish that area, even though it's a pitikra, it's still the kashatok.
It was going to Gina. It was a shah.
We had in Sibzayan. Sibzayan? Beshar? The Beishar that leads to a Gina, the way I understood it, is Pater. That's what it says in Shach Yudalit. The Bais Kosher of Beishar Achotzer, because of Kapandria, so that's Pater. But surely, you can't argue with Sivzai, so I don't know what he meant. I'm not sure. He's saying that the Beishar, if it's not Dal Dalit, but it's a Gimel Agimel, it's chashiv for entrance to Gina. It's chashiv. It's chayiv out itself, not out the inside. That's what they should know. There's no shir dal adal for Beisha.
So if you have a shard and 20 feet away is tikra.
So it's here. But the mechaber says part of nobody's arguing. You can clear why, but I don't see anybody arguing here. It's if you're down. No, there's no mefarshim. Nobody argues. A backyard has a roof though. So that's a separate question. I want to stick to this sif. So now you'll ask Akasha, why is Shar Yafo chayiv in mezuzah? Why? Well, Shar Yafo has a little bit of a roofed area. It's a bad example. Why is the Shar Ashba, why is it chayiv in mezuzah? It's a doorway that leads to open air above it. No? It's a big kasha. So that's the Dogam Ravavas kasha. The Rambam there says that it's chayiv mitzad the houses that it leads to. Since it's a shar ha-medina, its main function is to be a shar for people who live there to get to their homes. It's chayiv. And this is what I mentioned many times, that the Rambam holds a shar is not chayiv because of the shar area. It's chayiv because it ultimately leads to a house. Same thing in your homes. If you have a front door that leads just to a small vestibule, not dalet al dalet, that mezuzah on that beis shaar, even though it's less than dalet al dalet, is chayiv because it leads to a bedroom and a kitchen and a dinette and a living room, which are more than dalet al dalet. And that's what my understanding is. You can put a bracha there because it leads to a beis shaar, which is mishamish, which is ikar mishamish, places that are more than dalet al dalet.
Why can't you just say that the base and a shaar? A shaar doesn't need a roof to be a shaar. A house needs a roof to be a shaar. A house needs a roof to be a room, but a shaar doesn't. A doorway doesn't need a roof.
So that seems to be incorrect. Okay, that's what's saying. It's correct if you explain it like I just explained it.
What's the difference of putting up a mezuzah in a sukkah? That's not baltosif, but putting up a second mezuzah with his one, that is baltosif.
Because you're not chayev in two for sure. So you're saying one of them is extra. If you put up one, you're not sure if one is extra. If you put up two, you're positive one is extra. You're definitely putting up one too many. That's baltosif. If you're not sure if you're chayev in a mitzvah.
If you're putting up one where it's not chayev, it's also one too many.
No, it's not about that. The Gemara discusses. Gemara Rosh Hashanah, dam matan shnayim shenisar v'dam matan arba. If you have dam of a taida or a osham that needs two spritzes, gamix with dam chatos which needs four. So machlek is Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. What to do? So he says put all four. So he says, what do you mean? You have about taisif. You're spritzing the other dam. So he says, I'm doing the four. It depends how you interpret the Gemara, but the Gemara is understood to mean I'm doing the four because I may be chayiv in the four. Well, taisif is when you're chayiv in two and you put four. If you're doing four, you're chayiv in four. Whatever, kashya. Yeah. That's a Gemara. It's a Gemara. I think chafei or something.
If you have doors, tall doors, that can close the driveway.
In a driveway.
So the
question is, very many people have gates by the driveway. Most of them don't have a tikra. No tikra apartu anyway. No, Beishar is the only one that has all. Beishar has to have a tikra across. Not a roof, not a kirun. But Shar Ashba, sure. You have to look where you go. The question is, but it leads to a room. It leads to a room that doesn't have a ceiling. Right? It doesn't have a ceiling, so it should be potter. So he checks it. There's a kira, there's a ceiling, and there's a tikra. Tikra is a cross post on top. So if it doesn't have a post across on top, then it's certainly potter. That's what.
So how much of the roof do you have to have? We said by Surah of Pesach.
Dalet al dalet.
Rebbe mentioned that Surah of Pesach might even be mezuzah. We discussed it two weeks ago, right? So,
because the Shaar Medina is.
Because
it leads to homes. So it leads to homes. You mean by a doorway, by a driveway? Those are Mechayev Tainis Shari Yareis. Until now, I'm talking about something that leads to a gazebo that doesn't have a roof. Now we're talking about a gina. But it has a ceiling, it has sash. No, sukkah because it's Dira Sarai. The Ptur of sukkah is Dira Sarai. It's enough of a tikra, yeah. Well, they also, the doorway has a tikra. There's a doorway tikra, and there's an inside having a roof. They're two different things.
If you have a gate, which is
if it leads only to a garden, it's potter. If it leads to a house, then it's chayiv. So then it's chayiv. It's the house. Now it's the gina. That's shari yoreis. Most of us, though, even if we have gates, we don't have a beam across. There's kiroi and there's tikra. Kiroi is the ceiling. Tikra is the cross beam that connects the two side posts. Right? That has no shear, as long as it's made to be a doorway. If the crossbeam is made to be of the shape of a doorway, then it's a kaira. Siftezvav is the third condition, but this one is a machlekes rishayim. The Chazanish has this chumra about Surah Pesach. The Chazanish has a chumra to us a Pesach is chayav mezuzah. That's a Chazanish has chumra. Tezvav habayis alpha pishen loy delos is chayav mezuzah v'yesh bishapayter. Okay, here we have to understand the Rambam. The Rambam says that it's like I said that there are 10 conditions to a chiyah mezuzah, and one of them is that you have to have a door. You have to have a door. Again, we could clear. Why do you have to have a door? Is it a halacha that a doy needs a door, or is it just that that's a normal shimush, a normal use of a room? Nafkamina is whether this ptur of not having a dalas is a ptur only in a front door, which is normal to have a dalas. What happens if you have a living room, dining room with an archway that between living room and dining room, it's normal not to have a door. So our minig is to consider it to be the same achlaikas. There are two shittas here in the Shulchan Aruch. And we're noyig that any doorway that has no door is chayiv in a mezuzah mesafik. The Rambam holds your potter, other Rishonim hold your chayiv. So the Mechaber is saying that the atushit is here, and meila, you put on without a mezuzah. However, you put on without a bracha. You put on without a bracha. And that's why we're noyig halacha l'maisa. There are those who argue that this patur of the Rambam is only a patur on a front door, a back door, or a bedroom door, a room that's normal to have a door. But a room that's not normal to have a door, like an archway between a living room and a dining room, that is Potter. Reb Yeshua Smalka, Reb Yeshua Kutner, who is not well known to us, Yeshua Kutner was the Pesach of his generation, he says this Chiddush, that if it's an archway where it's normal not to have a door, that it's chayiv. Now that Yeshua Smalka is similar to the Chabudei Daniel in the Chabudei Daniel by Dalal Adalid said it's not a halacha. It means it's normal to be Dalal Adalid. Yeshua Smalka says the same thing. It's not a halacha you need a door. It's just normal. It's a sign of normal shimush in a room is to have a door. So if I have a door with normal shemish is without a door, a room with normal is without a door, so that's also something that's chayiv. That's his shita. And this is totally in this chakira. The door is there outside halacha, or just a sim into a good room. Lamaisa, we discussed in the past, the din of tasa v'lay mina asoy, that if you put up a mezuzah before you put up the door, it's tasa v'lay mina asoy. That's a riot, not like the Yeshua's Malka. According to Yeshua's Malka, you don't really need the door. The door is a simin that room is used normally. So if I have a door, I just took down the door to paint it, and I put up the mezuzah, it should be fine. The fact that if you put up the mezuzah and then the door, it's tassalim and asi, is a riot that the door is a din, it's a halacha. That's why we name on. That according to the Rambam, the door is a halacha, it has to have a door, and the archway that has no door, you do without a bracha. Now, not a very big nafkamina. Usually you put up many mezuzahs at one time. There is a nafkamina, though. Rabbi Kivega's Chiddush, I mentioned once. Kivega says, if you're renting, and it's a place without a door, you can be meikel not put up a mezuzah. Okay, he said, if you're renting, which is only a derabbanan, so Rabbi Chaba brings two shittas. So he says, if you're just renting, and you have an archway without a door, Rabbi Kivega says you can be meikel and not put a mezuzah there at all. You can do it with no mezuzah because there are two shittas in the Shulchan Aruch. We're machmir by deraisas. We're meikel by derabbanan. So meikel, if you're renting, Rabbi Kivega says you can be meikel. So now the Yeshua's Malka is a big nafkamina. If it's normal not to have a door, is that included in the Petor or not? Right. Yeshua's Malka holds it's not included in the Petor. So that is the Pischei Tshuva. If you put it up when the mezuzah is there, you put up the mezuzah when the door is there.
You want to patty yourself from the mezuzah.
You want to patty yourself. So it would be totally this also. It would. If the door is a halacha,
it's normal to have a door.
Right. So let's say I take down a door. Let's say, like I once mentioned, somebody is the 31st day in a bungalow colony. He's moving out. He doesn't want to spend money for one day. He's going to buy a mezuzah. So give him an eitzah. Bungalow colony, you're renting. Just take off the door. Just taking off the door helps. Lamaisa, it helps because the door is a din. If the door is only a simin, then taking it off won't help because that room is a normal room. But Lamaisa, the door is a halacha, and if you take off the door, it would help.
Yeah, so
once you take it off, it'll be up to
you. You take off the repair the door and put the door back on.
It's fine as long as it was originally put on. But here we discussed that it happens to be in the Pesach over here, but turns the page. But Lamaisa, if you put it on Bechiyav and you took it off, you put it back.
Curtain.
You took off the door, put it back. It's good.
A curtain is a door.
It's a curtain a door. Good question. Like the Rambam is a curtain a door. I don't know. Maybe. You know, the purpose of the door is to give you privacy. It's not a door in the normal sense of a door, but you're right. Yeah. Okay.
So Shari Shlaim don't need mezuzahs, but there's no...
Shari Shlaim don't have a door, like the Rambam is potter, and like the other sheet they hear in the Shulchan Aruch Hatzchaim.
Rabbi, if you decide to put up a door, then you have to take up the mezuzah, put it on...
Yeah, if you want to put up a mezuzah later, like the Rambam is tassel, and also you have to put it on again. Yeah. No, but not with a bracha. So it's a suffix if we pass like the Rambam. Sif tazayin, the easy sif. Harbe chadorim zelif nemezeh kulam chiyavim bemezuzah. This is a common mistake. People tell me, oh, just put on the front door. I'm chayavim mezuzah. Is it enough in the meantime? I just put on the front door. The logic is the shadim can't get in the front door, so what do I need on the inner doors? You know, like, you're not worried. The front, the back, okay. So lemaisa, it's not that way. You chayavim mezuzah on every room equally. Any room is equally chayav. If someone to call me, I only have three mezuzahs and I can't get any more, what do? I tell him, put them on doorways that have doors. At least the ones without doors is a machlaikas. And get a mezuzah as soon as you can. You have to have a mezuzah. Now look at Sif Tes Zayin and Yud Zayin. Are they a stira? Ramesha calls them a stira zulazu. At first glance, they're identical. Sif Tes Zayin. Sif Yud Zayin, Yud Zayin and Yud Ches, the two machabers. Look at Yud Zayin. Yesh b'bayis harbi psachim psuchim l'chatzel shusaram. Your house, you got many doors. You go upstairs to the shul here. There are four ways to get out. There are two doors on the Marav wall, one on the Dharam wall, and one on the Tzafim wall. So you have many exits. So you all know the din. Yesh b'bayis harbi psachim psuchim l'chatzel shusaram. And that's a kulam l'knisim yitzia. They're all used. B'day b'bayis. Kulam chayavin. I feel in the smatu adiyayrim, sharing gilad atolatis v'lavi alechabem. Even now, there are fewer people, and some doors are not used. It doesn't matter. They're all chayiv and mezuzah. Any chiddush here? I think it's pasha to all of us. You have a room or a building with many exits, every exit is chayiv, even if there are fewer diyayrim also. Now look at Sif Yud Ches. Bayish, yosh le psachim harbe, a house that has many doors. Even though you're only coming and going in only one of them, you have to do a mezuzah in every door. So it sounds like either the same thing or. So Ramesha writes that it's a ktsas stira sif yudzayin yud ches. Yud Zayin says if you have many doors and many people, and it's nismayit, then you chayiv in all the doors. And Yud Ches doesn't say it's nismayit. He just says, it's originally that way, it's chayiv. So it's a stira to what it seemed to say in the previous sif. So. Oh, okay, that's Ramesha's answer. Ramesha answers that Sif Yud Zayin is talking, they all lead to one place. They all lead to one place. They all lead out to the street. So there, if it started off, you have many doors to the street, and you started off, you don't use a door. A door is never used. It's an emergency exit. So then it'll be potter. Sif Yud Ches, it's got rooms to many places. It's got one exit to the street, one exit to the driveway, one exit to the upstairs, to the attic. It's got exits to many places. Ramesh says the following. If it's got many doors to many different places, it's always chayiv. Whether you use it, you don't use it. It doesn't matter. But if it's got numerous doors to one place, And one of those doors is never used. And today it's common to have such emergency exits with a push bar that sometimes even says, caution, alarm will ring if you open the door. It's never meant to use the door. It's only meant to use them in case of emergency. So if that exit leads to the same place as everything else, so Moshe writes that that would be Potter. That would be the case in Sif Yud Zayin, where only if it was Nismayetu, if it was originally Chayiv, it's Nismatu Adi Yairim, so the Chiv remains. But if it's originally that way, then it's not Chayiv. So this is a, it's a common issue with the emergency exits. With yeah, but people use it, because so when davening is over...
Yeah. And which side
when you have the push bar, you can only really use it going out. You can't come in that way. Those doors, so those doors, I tell people to use those on the way out, because it's not even push it, it's chayin. But the way in, it's never used on the way in. That's different. Let's finish the Ramah and Sif Yud Ches, because it's a quick Ramah. Hayo v'nasu l'knisa v'yitzia martif sheyesh le pesach min harachayv. If you have a martef, is a, what's that, a wine cellar, that has a, an entranceway from the street. No, it's not a trapdoor. This is a regular door. So this is one entrance is made a freight entrance. Normally you have a regular Pesach cotton, a normal door. But when you want to bring in big things, you have this freight entrance, a big door. It says, Chavis Gedailais, it's a door only for such a thing. There's a Pesach cotton in a bayish, and it's got a regular door. A lot of businesses have this. They have a normal door to go in. When you want to bring in a delivery and a pallet, they have another big wide door. If that small Pesach is normal to use a mezuzah, Shas says that it's 10 tefachim high. He chayeves v'agedayla petura. The big one, which is only used occasionally, for chavis gedaylus, is pater. If the ketana is not a chash of a door, it's less than 10 tefachim high, it doesn't count, and then the gedaylus is chayev. But there's a big chiddush here. The chiddush is, if you have one entrance, which is only a freight entrance, no regular people never use it. Some people have freight deliveries for three times a day. It means it's occasional that they bring it in. So it's a big chiddush that here, it's the Pesach Gadol is Potter b'mezuzah. I explained this Ramah the way the Aruch HaShulchan Ma'amid Zayin. This is how he explains the Sif, and it's again it's a chiddush levim. Okay, Sif Yud Tes, the skylight next week.